Steve and Ted in the Morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 36 degrees now. Police arrested a Russell man Thursday in connection with the April 2017 death of a toddler. Jody Fox was arrested and booked into the Russell County Jail on first-degree murder and child abuse charges. Fox and the boy's mother were in a relationship when the child was killed. A Newton High School student has been arrested, accused of sex crimes on school grounds.
18-year-old Samuel Loomis was booked into the Harvey County Jail on suspicion of rape and involuntary sexual relations. Police say the rape happened November 5th in a school parking lot. Investigators said Loomis and the victim knew each other. A court date has not been set. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, is now blaming a conspiracy theorist for his arrest on suspicion of domestic violence, Fox's Trace Gallagher reports.
Not only does Michael Avenatti say he didn't physically abuse an unnamed woman, he's now pointing fingers at Jacob Wohl, a right-wing blogger who was accused of trying to discredit special counsel Robert Mueller with widely debunked allegations of sexual harassment. Avenatti tweeted, quote, "First Mueller and now me. When we are fully exonerated, I am coming for you, Jacob Wohl." On Twitter, Wohl denied any involvement in the case and said he considers Avenatti's "I'm coming for you" language a threat and reported it to law enforcement. He tweeted, quoting again, "Michael Avenatti seems to believe that I am responsible for him raising his hand to a woman. I am not."
Avenatti is free on $50,000 bail.
In Missouri, a man faces life in prison for murder, but a jury may convict him of lesser charges after hearing testimony from his girlfriend.
She wanted to be free from an abusive mother, Gypsy Blanchard, testifying that she talked her boyfriend, whom she'd met online, into traveling to Missouri to kill the woman. The now 27-year-old is already serving a 10-year prison sentence for a second-degree murder in her mom's death. Attorneys say Claudine Blanchard kept her daughter prisoner in their home, which was provided by Habitat for Humanity. She also convinced the perfectly healthy girl with little formal schooling that she had muscular dystrophy, cancer, and other ailments to gain sympathy. The boyfriend says he killed because Gypsy, quote, "asked me to." Kevin Battle, Fox News.
More than 300 victims have been killed because of driving in bad weather during the past 20 years in Kansas, which is why winter driving was the focus of this year's annual Winter Weather Awareness Day from the National Weather Service. Here's meteorologist Chad Omit.
The risks from weather-related incidents, it comes from driving in lousy weather. It comes from driving in snow and ice, wet roads. Those are actually much more likely to affect us, either through accidents or worse, than anything else. It's pretty amazing when you look at the stats of how important it is to talk about ways to reduce your risk from driving in ice and snow.
More than 300 winter weather deaths. Meanwhile, over that same time period, only 37 Kansans have died from tornadoes.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear and cool start to the day, sunshine, low 50s by lunchtime, 60 for the high later on this afternoon with southeast winds up to about 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few clouds drift in tonight ahead of a cold front, our low 35, and with falling temperatures tomorrow, we will have gusty northeast winds, likely going to be in the upper 30s by late in the day. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 3 miles per hour and 36 degrees. 7:35, Steve and Ted in the morning. Sunny and warmer Thursday across south central Kansas. High temperature yesterday was 60. Normal high for the date is 57.
Yeah, right on point. Back to normal again.
This is the 16th of November. On this date in 1907, Oklahoma became the 46th state of the Union. Just to the south of here, Ted, the Sooner State. And every year since then, they've beaten our guys in football. Great state known for football and oil, gas, Native Americans.
It's long history with Native Americans, of course.
It's a great state. Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma is okay.
It's okay. By the way, we talk about sometimes about the fact that I've never really liked musicals as far as movies or stage plays. Oklahoma, I did enjoy that.
It's a great show.
I like that one a lot. Did you hear about the latest tweet from President Kennedy? It's a question you might be hearing soon. Without some form of weird time travel involved, the JFK Library Foundation has launched a new project that takes actual quotes from the slain 35th president and tweets them out using the Twitter handle @JohnFKennedy. Foundation says its goal is to use a 21st century medium to share Kennedy's oratory to a new generation who only know him from history books and news clips. He was quite a speaker, John F. Kennedy, and the first president to really take advantage of television. Although, it's my understanding that Eisenhower did televise a live news conference or cabinet meeting, one or the other. I think it was a news conference. He was the first to do that. But then, Kennedy came in after Eisenhower, and he was a master at TV. He when he was on the campaign trail, running for office, he got the TV guys out there and really took advantage of that. So, John F. Kennedy, you get to, instead of the tweeting from the president we got now, you can get from Kennedy.
Oh, lots of entities do this now. I think, like Will Rogers.
Oh, are they doing that?
Site, they'll put out quotes from Will Rogers on social media and things like that. It keeps their brand out there a little bit.
Okay.
The JFK Museum, by the way, fantastic place to visit.
Never been there.
Boston.
I got to go there.
Great.
Let's see, one of the ones I've been to, LBJ in Austin.
I have not been to that one.
You have.
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
I
was there.
Thinking, I didn't go out to the ranch, the LBJ ranch. I'd like to go out there. Yeah.
Of course, the Eisenhower is in Abilene.
Mm-hmm.
And then right not too far from there is the
Truman
Library.
Independence.
Excellent. Yeah. So those are the ones I've seen, I guess. All right. The average, and we talked about this earlier, and Ted got in such an uproar, I don't know if I ought to bring it up again. The average Thanksgiving dinner will not gobble up as much money this year as last year. Now, we're comparing from year to year, and Ted has an issue with the numbers, but here they are. And this is from the Kansas Farm Bureau, their 33rd annual survey, and they looked at the prices to feed 10 people plus leftovers, and they said the average is $48.90. Down 22 cents from last year's average. Of course, the turkey's a big item, and a 16-pounder this year going for $21.71, which was that's the lowest since 2014 for retail turkey prices. You are of the opinion that nobody could feed 10 people for like $49, okay? They've got, you say $21 or $22 for the bird, right?
Right.
Now, here's partially at least their list that says they were a gallon of milk's $2.99.
Right.
A dozen rolls, $2.26.
Wait. A dozen rolls to feed 10 people? Yeah. No, everybody's going to have one roll?
Well, not everybody's a pig at the table.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I like rolls, but I probably won't eat any. I might eat one of my
own. All right, Samantha. So okay.
Two 9-inch pie shells, $2.45. A 3-pound bag of sweet potatoes. Now, seriously, $3.52. Who's sweet potatoes? I don't like sweet potatoes. So we can find something wrong with all of this. Green peas, $1.53 for a 1-pound bag, and let's see. And items including coffee and ingredients necessary to prepare for the meal, butter, evaporated milk, onions, eggs, $2.72. So you're thinking you don't think you can do it for under.
Now, wait. You just named like six different items and it said $2.72?
Mm-hmm. Of course, now a pound of butter, that would knock it out right there.
Yeah.
Eggs are not very expensive. Sugar and flour, not that. There you go. You think that's where they hedged right there?
I mean, yeah, a little.
The Farm Bureau, they have a vested interest.
I mean, my family is going to send me to the store probably to get some rolls and maybe some beverage.
Yeah.
And maybe maybe some corn.
They're going to send you, huh? Okay.
I mean, and I'll probably drop down 10 or 12 bucks just on that.
All right.
And that doesn't include the turkey and the potatoes and all this other stuff. I don't know.
You have an issue with the Kansas Farm Bureau's survey.
I'm sure their numbers add up and all that.
All right.
I'm just saying, if you sent your wife to the store with 48 bucks and said, okay, we got to feed 10 people on this, she would be challenged.
Mm. Well, I'd have her do
don't
it.
You just, think?
I'd say leave out some of the stuff like potatoes and gravy and stuff like that. But, I think they're looking bare bones here. I got to share this story out of Pittsburgh, where a woman is facing charges after allegedly throwing several cans of SpaghettiOs at another woman's vehicle.
Uh-oh.
SpaghettiOs canned. The victim said that as she pulled up to a building for a meeting, a woman approached and began throwing cans of SpaghettiOs at her vehicle. Doesn't explain why. Police said the victim's vehicle had a broken back window, multiple dents, and was smeared with red sauce and pieces of pasta. The SpaghettiO attack in Pittsburgh. Why she was upset, doesn't say.
Something was wrong.
Cans of spaghetti.
Anger. I just had some SpaghettiOs yesterday.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
I haven't had SpaghettiOs in years. But I'll tell you what, if you were doing a Thanksgiving dinner with SpaghettiOs, you could do it under $40.
You could do it under $40. Sure, you can buy a can of Chef Boyardee for a buck.
There you go. You're spoken like a guy who's been to the store recently.
Yeah, that's my lunch, baby.
All right. Hey, the three priests. These are three singing priests, and they've been known all over the world. And they're going to stop here in Wichita, Ted, at the Orpheum Theater on November 23rd at 8 p.m. And we have a pair of tickets to see them.
1 week from tonight.
That's right. We've been giving away tickets this week. So if you'd like to go, give me a call at 869-1330. I will take caller number 7, 869-1330. And we're going to throw in a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger.
Sweet.
Want to go see the priest? Call now, 869-1330. 740 now with Steve and Ted. Coming up, Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal talking about a big conference for women in business. Steve and Ted on KNSS.